Hey, teacher mama, do you or your kids struggle with falling or staying asleep? Now, while we are talking about sleeping and sleeping routines, our Monday episodes are going to start being dedicated to a couple of things that you can do during the day and or at night to help with your sleeping and bedtime routines. So stick around for this Monday's episode of your two tips that you can do during the day and during your bedtime routine to help with sleep.
Do you wish you could stop using up all your patience and energy in the classroom so that you have some left for your own kids when you get home? Are you sick of coming home to a constant mess and never-ending to-do list that it feels like you're working a second job? Are you ready to turn off your teacher brain at the end of the day so you can transition into mom mode? Welcome to the Teacher Mamas Podcast, where you're gonna learn time and stress management strategies and routines so you have the energy to pour back into your family and the things that matter most to you. Hi, I'm Roberta.
And I'm Ashley. We are both wives and teacher mamas with a combined 28 years in education. We've both been that exhausted, overstimulated, and stressed out teacher mom, and we both brought way too much work home, struggled with keeping up on house chores, and did zero things we enjoyed outside of school. We realized that if we were going to live more energetic and balanced lives, we needed to learn different routines and time and stress management strategies. So we created a plan that made teaching, momming, and wiping easier and fun again.
If you're ready to find time for yourself, your family, faith, and home, go grab your favorite drink, a notebook and pen, because we are about to dive in.
Hey, teacher mama. Roberta hopping in here to remind you about our after school routines coaching. What you're going to get is an individualized routine at the end of a 25 minute call. And that individualized routine is for you and maybe your family, depending on what it is that you want to work on. So we want to help you with whatever it is that you're wanting help with, wherever that spot is that you're feeling stuck and you'd like some support, we are here for you. So maybe it's just that transition time between work and home. Maybe it's your morning routine. Maybe it's your evening routine or a bedtime routine or your kid's bedtime routine, whatever it is. And of course that list isn't everything we could talk about. It's bio-individual. It is what is good for you. What do you need and how can we help? You're also going to get accountability a week or two later as we follow up with you and help you through anything that might have come up that maybe you didn't expect, because that happens. That's part of being human. We make the best plan possible. We start to implement it and then we realize, you know, there are these roadblocks that start appearing. And so that accountability is really, we're there for you when that happens, when life happens. So you can go to theteachermamas.com/power routines. The link is in the show notes and go hit that sign up button now.
Hey, so you may notice I sound a little funky today. I have been through the ringer the last week. I've been like loss of voice for Tuesday. I mean, no, it was bad before Tuesday. It is Sunday, or Saturday right now, and I'm recording on a Saturday. And so before Tuesday, I had lost my voice. Like Sunday, Monday, it was like, you know, hard to talk. Monday, I came home and it was like, I cannot do another day like this where I come home and I just feel like completely drained. So Tuesday, I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to school today, but I'm not going to talk. And I didn't. I made it through the whole day without talking. You can imagine how that went in the classroom. It was quite comical, actually. I had to like type out responses and on my phone when the kids would ask me a question, or I'd write it down, or I would type it on the screen so they could see, or I'd use like really, really shabby like hand gestures. It was pretty funny. But then I like set them up for Wednesday for when the sub came in. And then Thursday I was kind of like it was okay. I couldn't like yell or anything yet. But I could talk quietly, and Friday was much better, and I sound better today, but it's still not great for recording. So just, you know, just hang tight, or maybe, you know, maybe it kind of sounds a little sultry. And I always think that people with voices like this sometimes sound a little like bedroom voice or something. I don't know. But anyway, so speaking of bedroom, we're going to talk about our sleep time in the bedroom and some things that we can do either during the day or at night. I'm going to give you one tip for each here. As we talked about last episode, sleep is super important. You may not be getting enough sleep or good quality sleep if you are experiencing some of these symptoms. So low energy, mood swings, or just a bad mood in general, low productivity and cognitive function, or sometimes we call that brain fog or decision fatigue or just trouble remembering things, weight gain, and long-term, this can cause conditions like high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, diabetes or stroke, or I've even been reading a lot more on this, and it can actually put us at greater risk for some types of cancers as well. So we know sleep is super important for these reasons, and let's just get into one thing that can help us during the day and in the evening for our evening routine, right? Because we're all about routines on this podcast. So first of all, our bodies need light during the day. That can help us sleep at night, especially when we pair that with dimming down the lights at night. Okay, so it's hard in the winter months, right? Like, we're still technically in March. We have Snowmageddon coming here soon. In the winter months, it's hard to do this, to get light. You know, you can sit in front of windows. You can use a happy lamp. Another good way to do it is I like to get vitamin D in through a supplement, right? So that's a good way to do it. But be careful that you're not doing this happy lamp. If you're doing the happy lamp too late in the day, because it's going to actually wake your body up more and tell you to stay awake longer. So if you are doing the happy lamp, it has to be in the morning or like before noon, I would say. I guess I'm not an expert on that. So, you know, if you want to start using one, look it up and see when the best time to use it is. But I know you shouldn't do it too close to bedtime. If at all possible, it's best that vitamin D comes straight from sunlight, but sometimes that's not possible. So take a supplement if you have to. I take 2000 IU. I think that is what they recommend. Again, I'm not a doctor. So if you want to start supplementing with vitamin D, look that up and see what they recommend for you. Maybe talk to your doctor about it. Vitamin D helps with my mood hardcore and with my seasonal affective disorder in the wintertime. Wasn't as bad this winter because it was actually a lot warmer here this year, but last year was probably the worst year that we've had in a while. And that vitamin D really helped keep my mood more stable. I wouldn't say that I was as happy as I was in the summertime. I am this winter, like I said, because we haven't had like the crazy weather like we've had. But last year when it was so cold and there was just so much snow, I still was not as happy as I would like to be like I am in the summer. So why is this light so important? We have a circadian rhythm, which is like a natural 24-hour clock that our body produces. It just like it knows to do it. And if you think back to before electricity and before all of this technology and everything, our bodies just like went with the sun. The sun was up. We knew it was daytime. We would be awake. The sun started going down. Our bodies would tell us to start settling down and go to sleep. And it was like that simple. Now it's not as simple because we have streetlights. We are driving cars where we have lights blaring in our faces. We have the lights above us in our rooms. We have our phones, our computers, our televisions, right? There's lights all over the place all day long. And so our body, it messes up that natural 24-hour circadian rhythm that we have. So being really intentional with our light being on during the day and it going off at night is super important for our telling our bodies that it's time for bed and it's time to wake up. Okay. So, and the reason that this happens is because the light actually signals our body to make less melatonin, which is a hormone that tells our body when it's time to be awake and when to sleep. And when we have less light, it's actually making more melatonin, which is telling our bodies to go to sleep. So some of you have probably heard of melatonin supplements. I do not suggest just willy-nilly starting to take melatonin supplements. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I've heard from many people that if you start taking melatonin supplements just all willy-nilly like, and you're doing it consistently, it's actually promoting your body to not make melatonin at all. And so you're becoming like dependent on it. So there are people who, of course, have like sleeping disorders and stuff like that where the doctors will recommend you take this. But if you're just like, you know, having a little bit of a hard time, I think this is one thing that you can do to help your body realize that it is time for bed or it's time to be awake, is just be really intentional with your light intake. So again, on the opposite end of that, something to do at night before bed, anywhere from 3 to 1 hours before bed. It all kind of depends. Like I've seen varying research on this, but at least an hour before bed. Make sure that you start limiting your light exposure. And this is for sure for your kids too, right? If your kids have been having a hard time going to sleep at night or staying asleep, it could be that they are just too exposed to too much light too closely to bedtime. So make sure that you're dimming the lights in the house. Get those electronics put away. Make sure your room is nice and dark when you're sleeping. Of course, your kids might want a nightlight, and I haven't found that has made my kids wake up, but I know, especially for us adults, we have like this REM cycle of sleep, right? And I'm sure you've all heard of that. And your body goes from light sleep to deep sleep, back to light sleep to deep sleep. So in those areas of light sleep, if you have too much light in your room, your eyelids actually cannot block out all the light. You probably know that. Like, you could close your eyes right now, and if your light is on in your room, you can tell that the light is on. Your eyelids don't block it all out. So you have to make sure that your room is super nice and dark. And if you do have some sort of light in your room, I've been researching this, you guys. It's super interesting. Like, you've probably all heard of blue light and how it's really bad for you right before bed. But if you do have a light in your room, I would suggest doing like the yellows, oranges, or reds, because those are lower emitting lights. I think they emit less like lumens is what they say. And so it's not as harsh on your like light sleeping when you are in that like light sleeping area. And another thing you can do is, you know, use an eye mask. If you have to have lights in your room, using a tight fitting eye mask will help kind of like keep things out. Going back to the screens, if you have to have your screen for any reason before bed, please, please, please make sure that you have the blue light filter on, or you wear your blue light glasses while you're on your screen. Some of you may have like just blue light. What the heck do they call them? They call them something, but just whatever, blue light glasses. And that will block out any of the blue light that's coming from your computer. I have my phone set to, I think it's actually on like blue light blocker all day long. And same with my computer. No, my computer, I have a timer on it. My phone, I am fairly positive I have it set to blue light blocker all day long, but I also use my phone to help me fall asleep at night while I'm reading. I like to read on my phone. I find it too cumbersome to have a book in bed and have a light on, and I actually think that having the light on keeps me up longer. So I read on my phone, but I make sure that the blue light blocker's on and that I'm in dark mode. So the only thing lit up on my phone is the letters. And I think that that is even less light for me anyways than having the lamp on. So, you know, make sure that you're reducing the amount of light and everything that you are having in your room or in the house even before you go to bed. And that's going to signal to your body, oh, it's actually time to wind down now. I'm going to start making more melatonin, which is going to make me sleepy. Okay, so I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode because I have really enjoyed, I've been doing a lot of this stuff and we've researched a ton of this stuff before, like when we first started this podcast, but it was fun like going back and just like kind of re-researching this and like just getting all like the nitty gritty with it. I'm a total dork, you guys, but if you guys want to learn anything more about this or get any other tips, definitely join our Facebook group. We're going to be kind of focusing on that for a while now. So it's going to be bit.ly/timeandstressmanagement. Again, that's bit.ly/timeandstressmanagement. I really also like the Sleep Foundation website. So you guys could go there and get any other tips and tricks. Google is a wealth of knowledge as well if you are having issues in this department. Otherwise, you guys just try what I've suggested today. Like there's a ton of tips in here for you. So, you know, and these are definitely things that you should be doing for yourself and for your kiddos before bed. Especially if nighttime has been a struggle for your family. This is one super easy thing to implement in your house and during the day and before bed. Okay, so again, make sure you're getting your light, especially if you're using that happy lamp, do it in the morning. Make sure you're getting some natural sunlight throughout the day, maybe supplementing with some vitamin D. And then make sure you're anywhere from 3 to 1 hours before bed, you are limiting electronics and screens and other lights in the house as well to motion to your body to start making that melatonin so you can get sleepy and fall asleep. So again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Tried to make it super short for you. We're going to try to keep our Monday episodes short, and our Monday episodes are going to be more tips for you guys for helping with sleep and sleep routines. So stay tuned. And head back to last week's episode if you want to figure out if you are getting enough sleep and enough quality sleep. All right. God bless. Have a great day, Teacher Mama, and I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, Teacher Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It lights us up to know this podcast is helping you.
Also, please share this with a friend who might need it today. Okay, time to go spend all that extra time we have with our families. No more stressing out over schoolwork that didn't get done before contract time. We'll meet you back here in a couple of days for another episode.
Bye!